episode 14. Welcome to the Vegan Eye Podcast, where we help you understand just how your dreams, skills, journeys, setbacks, and achievements are connected with the rest of us. You may think what you have is small, but I can tell you for a fact that there are millions of people out there whose journey in life depends on how you lead yours. I am your host, Seven. I was walking through the University College Hospital, Ibadan, UCH, as many people know it. And I was approached by this woman who claimed that her husband was in the hospital. She held some drugs to make her story believable. And she told me she needed some money to get those drugs. My instant inkling was to ask for how much the drugs cost and to get those drugs myself if I could afford it and hand it over to her. She said something about 7,000 naira, but anyways, I just asked myself, I don't want to go through that stress of it having to follow her to the pharmacist to confirm a story or anything, but I wanted to help. So at that point in time, I was split between helping and just forgetting it, or not helping and finding all reasons why a story is untenable and why she might be lying to me. But I just reached into my pocket and I handed her some money, not the 7,000 she asked for, but what I felt like I could give at that point in time. And I added up. But she followed me and started praying and thanking me. And I'm like, you're welcome, just go ahead and get the drugs. But she won't stop. And I didn't know whether it was a tactic for her to get more money or whether she was just genuinely appreciative of what I've done. And then I moved and I asked where her husband was. She told me. I asked if I could see him. She said it was past the visiting hours, which is true for many hospitals anyway. And so I didn't push any further, and she thanked me to a point where just, okay, please just go and get the drugs you need to get. I'm sharing this story because sometimes it's really difficult to give people, to help people, because with the harsh economic realities in Nigeria at this moment, people will devise numerous ways to get money. Ethical and unethical, they would always find ways. And sometimes we find ourselves mired in that battle of trying to rationalize and evaluate which story is true or not. And that does hamper our ability to help. My message today is simple. Give for giving sake. Yes, there would be times when you are convinced within you that it is not the right thing to do. But when you're convinced that irrespective of that person's motive, what is most important is why you give, do not hesitate to give. Do not, and I say do not for many reasons. One, for your own sake, for your own sanity, for your own well-being, for your continual compliance to the principle of giving, just give. Second of all, it is so that you do not end up missing out those people who genuinely need help. And there are people out there who genuinely need help. I could also encourage you to take a step further and instead of providing money, provide the actual things they're asking for. Provide the actual things they need the money for. And just do it. It's difficult. There's no exact science as to how to give, especially in Nigeria. Yes, there are NGOs, and even amongst those NGOs, there are unethical ones who will collect the money you give them. I've heard stories of outreaches to motherless homes, to orphanages, where the owner of the orphanages or the organizers will collect the goods you brought and share it within themselves. It's shocking, but it's what happens. Now, should that stop people from giving to orphanages homes? No. But should that encourage them to give more? Maybe. Should that influence the way they give? Yes. But I know for a fact there's a whole lot, especially in education, that we can do to lift our country out of where it is. I strongly believe that the foundation of any country's economy lies in this, in the enlightenment of its citizen, and that is education. And I'm not talking just about structures, primary, secondary schools. They are just one form. But education is key. And if there is any way you can support a child to school, might not be the whole term, might be one term, might be two terms, might be through an organization, and there are honorable ones out there whose work is out there speaking for them, that you can reach out to, 5,000, 2,000, 3,000. Whatever it is, make it commit to training at least one child through secondary school. If you can afford university, do something. I mean, I understand that you need money for yourself. You need money to do a lot of things. But you'd be shocked that it is 5,000 that is preventing a child from going to school. And if you seek out people, not for vain vanity or glory, when I give, I don't even let the parents know I give. I try to give to organizations, the ones I trust, the ones whose owners I know. And there are some of them. There are startups, young people like us, who are finding out children out there who are out of school and making sure they're going back into school. So you will be shocked that your 5,000 naira that you will spend on ice cream or whatever, which of course is your money and you have every right to spend on whatever you want to spend it on, it will be shocked that that money is some child's term school fees. And it will do a lot to changing that child. There is the peace and satisfaction, and there's even the feeling of self-transcendence that comes from giving wholeheartedly. And my message today is simple. Find a child in one school, might be primary school, secondary school, who you can support. Find a child you can support and find ways, avenues to make sure those children are going to school. Might just be one, but it would make a whole lot of difference.